Hey guys, I hope your day is going well so far, and if you're looking to check out more of the wellness section without any of the commitment of reading, or if you want weekly reminders and tips of how to stay well during quarantine, join me, your host Tatum, every Wednesday at Wellness Weekly, where we'll sit down with our wellness writers to talk about the section's latest releases. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and take care.
Howdy, this is Ava Ross. I'm staying in the Skagit Valley during the pandemic. I've been cross-stitching, reading David Sedaris, and playing Kay Trinana's newest album, Bubba, really, really loud on my farmside bike rides. I'm recording this on Wednesday, April 22nd, and you're listening to The Wrap-Up.
Hello and welcome to the wrap-up. It's week four for everybody and midterms are coming up, I think. I'm your host, Claudia Yaw, wrapping up the week's news just for you. Let's talk politics real quick. Reporter Hannah Krieg brought us the headline on Monday, "Students for Bernie do not endorse Joe Biden, and neither does anybody else." Damn, coming in hot. Here's the situation. This is the first election in a long time where the presumptive Democratic nominee, in this case Biden, does not have a supportive student group. In other words, there's no UW Students for Joe Biden RSO. There's one freshman, Kyle Romanoff, who started a UW branch of Students for Joe Biden, but Romanoff is the sole member, and he said Biden was his third choice. Meanwhile, even after Bernie Sanders ended his campaign and endorsed Biden, UW's Students for Bernie is not doing the same. UW's Young Democrats has a similar stance. Their president said most members would have been happy with Warren and even would have voted for Buttigieg. But Biden was, for many of them, a last choice. Other groups like Students for Warren and Students for Pete have dissolved, and despite their candidates' endorsement for Biden, no Students for Joe chapters have been ignited. Students for Pete president Devin Sheehan told The Daily, quote, "Trump and Biden both have sexual assault accusations against them, and they're both old white men. I just feel like we can do so much better than this." Overall, the sentiment among young voters at the UW, however, is a begrudging blue no matter what. We've talked a lot about the quality of online education on this podcast, but this week we have two stories about two different professors who are taking opposite approaches to the crisis. Education lecturer Tom Halverson says that with the crisis at hand, students should take spring quarter off and focus on themselves. Halverson cites that inequalities surrounding internet access, technology challenges, and finances are now exacerbated. He hopes districts and the state will explore ways to allow students to take gap quarters. The fee to drop a course in spring quarter still exists, but Faculty Senate will revisit that issue on April 30th. On the other hand, one professor is at the center of a controversy after some offensive remarks and an exceptional lack of empathy towards students during this time. Dr. Christoph Birdsey emailed students earlier this month, skeptical that any of them were having internet difficulties. Quote, "I'll believe it when I see it," he wrote. He added, "Taking care of children? Seriously? How many freshmen have children? I realize that many students have non-standard and hard domestic situations, domestic violence, parents abusing drugs, criminal parents, etc. None of that has anything to do with coronavirus." Birdsey also told students, "Grandparents may die, but this is what grandparents normally do." He later apologized for the comment, which he said was meant as a joke, but he continued on to say that the amount of stress that COVID-19 was adding to students' lives was, quote, "ridiculously small when compared to other countries." Unfortunately, Birdsey kept going. Regarding students who flew home to different countries and may need accommodation for their different time zones, the professor said, quote, "It was their choice to go abroad to save money." Live and on-timed exams would mean that students in China would have to be online at 2 a.m. Birdsey continued on to write, quote, Every Polish student will tell you numerous stories about instructors' bias in oral exams. My female friends even developed strategies. They knew which professors liked miniskirts and which did not like heavy makeup. Perhaps you are totally unbiased, but I would not trust myself. Students expressed outrage over the comments, and university spokesperson Victor Balta stressed that the views do not reflect the values of the UW. But students who spoke anonymously out of fear of retribution say they're uncomfortable knowing that Birdsey is in charge of their education and that they feel less confident going to him with any issues they're dealing with. In other news, it was the 50th anniversary of Earth Day this week, and while the pandemic has banned most gatherings, events are still taking place over a three-day live streaming event. Find it at earthdaylive2020.org, where speakers and artists will be filling the days with performances, teach-ins, and calls to action. Allie Arnold, a UW senior and organizer, said there was some hesitation about continuing with the strike during the pandemic. Organizers wondered if it would be insensitive to push forward during a mass crisis, but they ultimately decided that it was important to show that people were still thinking about climate change and the intersections of environmental destruction, disease, and social justice. Groups like Extinction Rebellion UW have had to hunker down and plan for the future. If you're unfamiliar, Extinction Rebellion, or XR, is an international movement that uses nonviolent civil disobedience to fight the climate crisis. Although the UW chapter has had to cancel their plans, looking forward, they intend to focus on the UW's power plant, which runs on fossil fuels. The group says they will also take action against the EPA, which has headquarters in Seattle. EPA regulations have recently been rolled back amid the pandemic. Okay, I like to end these by begging y'all to please stay inside. Without an end in sight, the temptation to go back to normal and to go see your friends is immense. After all, how much harm could seeing one friend actually do? Well, I'm glad you asked. A new UW model answers that exact question. Go to statnet.org/COVID-just-one-friend. They did the calculations. Turns out, if we operate on a just-one-friend policy, your household's germs can reach 90.5% of the households in your community. In the essential workers-only model, only about 26.5% of households are being connected. So stay inside, Huskies. Here's local band Rain Boy to play us out.
This song is about grocery stores. Since you can't go to grocery stores in real life, Rain Boy wants you to honor this song by going to the grocery store in the comfort of your own home. Rain Boy is the official band of Target's online produce shopping and Cheez-Its. Stay safe.
Botox and smile idols through the third eye line. Milk that expired last week. It's what she wears, it's the curls in her hair, it's the shoes that she's got on her feet. Fluorescent light shines through the darkest nights on the man who's lost sight, smell, and taste. And the corns have gone stale, yeah, the darkness prevailed, and so he's getting the hell out of this place. Alright. Apathetic, prosthetic, heretic teens will scream the words of their own god. Jesus is dead and it's all gone to their head, so let's regret, or at least your son. Certified nun holding her second son will say he's only as good as his grace. Some believes, but not in any deity, that he's getting the hell out of this place. Alright. The words in my head, things I wrote, I wouldn't want you to know. Jamming out on a dad's guitar, driving circles cause we can't go far. I'm maxing out cash machine, and we live in this suburban dream. suburban dream. Yeah, we live in this suburban dream. Yeah, we live in this suburban dream.
Suburban.